The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
May I brachas asher yotza in the evening.
Shalom uvracha. We're getting to the close of at least our first time around the May brachas. We finished the three spiritual sources of energy, the three tefillahs. We finished the seudas that we eat, the physical energy. And before our mapa, we'll just say one more bracha, which we said in the very beginning of the day. It's good to strengthen again at the end of the day, the bracha of Asher Yotza, Rasa Odom B'Chochma. The brachas, all the brachas we say, as we said in the past, are ways of making our keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu real. Yiras Hashem, Avas Hashem, and the Mela, these are the building blocks of our Bitochen Hashem, and we pay attention to all the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we say in the bracha, the tremendous chokhma that Hashem made. Nekovim, nekovim, chalulim, chalulim. We have certain holes in the digestive system that when they're open, that's what they have to do. And if they get closed, it'll be terrible. The food gets stuck in any one of the cavities of the digestive system. It gets stuck in the stomach and can't leave the stomach. And it gets stuck in the long, small intestine and can't make it to the large intestine. Or from the colon, can't get out. Any one of them is dangerous. Another way around. If it remains open, if there's any hole in the digestive system, it poisons the body. And even the whatever you call them, are supposed to close in between one compartment and the other. For example, between the stomach and the intestine. If it would remain open, then also it wouldn't work because the stomach is very acidic. The intestine is very alkaline, and if they mix together, then they neutralize each other, and neither of them work. Kol panim, this is a tremendous chokhma that Hashem put into the Bria. Today, we want to stress another point about the greatness of the person. The fact that we're saying this bracha, Asher Yotza, after relieving ourselves, this in itself shows the greatness of what we are, because this act is an act which every creature does, from the tiniest microscopic creatures to human beings. It doesn't like seem to see something special to humanity. Ad kedek tach, that when we're involved in it, it says it's not derech eretz even to talk at that time, because we're not doing something that's human. We're doing something that's a live person does. Yeah, it has that factor to it that is seems to be even degrading or kopanim. It's not mechubedik. You know, it's also to learn divrei Torah in the Beis HaKisei. Aye, divrei Torah is so holy, and the Beis HaKisei is considered a place of filth, a place of psoilus, riach ra, bad odors. Whatever it may be, there is a negative factor about it. But this is the greatness of Klal Yisrael. We could take something and we could look at it like the rest of the world that, you know, we'd better if we didn't have it, B'chlal, manage without it. And we say, no, this is another way that Hashem gave us to be able to be makir His greatness. That is part of the reason why Hashem made it this way. Hashem could have made it that we go through history like the Oichlei Hamon, when they ate the mon and the chanami. They only ate spiritual food, and nothing came out. But when we leave the Dor HaMidbar, we go back to the physical world, Ish Tachas Gafnoi, Ish Tachas Teinosoi, each person going under his physical domain and interactions, then the body also works in a physical fashion. And it was Dafka made that way, because Hashem wants us to be involved in physical actions. He wants us to be involved in eating, that's why we eat. And Ramele wanted us to be involved in the end product of the eating also, the psoilus, the undesirable parts, the unnecessary parts that come out at the end of the whole process. But here is the point. The greatness of mankind, or specifically the greatness of Klal Yisrael, is to look at this and say, if Hashem made this as part of my mitzvah, my existence, then something I can use to elevate myself. And that's what I do. When I see the psoilus come out, I don't look at it like the Baal Pa'or, Avoy Nezorah, that this is what life is all about, it has no value. Say the other way around. Look at this amazing system that Hashem set up, that I get all those tremendous nutrients that were in there and go in my body. I mean, what comes out is not what went in. And this is the chokhmah of a person to pay attention to this, not just, like we said, go through life and do your things and not even pay attention to what's happening. Look what happened over here. All that food that I ate, there's a certain potential which is going out, which is not good for my body, but so much went into my body. And that is a tremendous chokhmah in the Bria also, that he's saying this, that Hashem made a system that filters out in the most complicated, most complex, amazing fashion, whether it be the filter system of the kidneys, which amazingly process the entire blood system many times in the course of the day, and they keep exact balance of so many things, of so many different electrolytes that we need in our body, and if they're a little off, they can kill a person. You have to have the exact amount of chlorine and sodium, potassium, magnesium, all kinds of different things. And it knows exactly how to measure and kind of move on together with the brain and all kind of other complex processes. But that's what the kidneys are doing. They're making sure we have the exact balance. And if we have too much of something, it goes out of the body. And all kinds of other toxins.
Kol Halashon.
They go out of the body. Or the digestive system of the colon, the intestines and the colon, that chelik also, the solid matter also. It's not only our body that Hashem gave us. Hashem gave us trillions of bacteria in our colon that is converting the waste matter to what it should be, and if there's anything left to take out of it, it takes out of it. It's an amazing system that Hashem set up, but that's what it's about. The Klal Yisrael, human, high-level human, Yisrael, way of interacting with this process is, yes, the process itself is something which is not mechubadik. We're not allowed to say the Vitaid we're in the bathroom. But when we're finished with it and we look back at what happened over here, we don't just say, okay, what happened, happened. We say, I came into, I interacted with this amazing chesed of Hashem that my body is working in such a complex fashion. That elevates me. And together with that, in this bracha, we say the second part of ourselves. We don't suffice just saying, wow, I have an amazing body. Because, okay, I have an amazing body. If life is all about an amazing body, then it doesn't give us the purpose of life either. But it says that Kisei HaKovod is Kaviyochel, the throne of Kodesh Boku, that Kaviyochel sits on and he directs the world and the purpose of the entire world. And that purpose of the world knows that without the body working so perfectly, we cannot survive, but also Lamed Lefonecho, that's an important thing we're stressing here, to stand in front of you, Hashem. And this is the greatness of Klal Yisrael. We finish this act. Sounds like such a lowly act, and now we're saying we're able to be lam lefonecha. I'm talking directly to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So my hakaras hatov over here is not just the wonderful chesed that I received, that my body's working well and processing the food so perfectly. It's not just appreciation of the wisdom of Hashem. It's a recognition that tachlis, the purpose of it is. Hashem made this complex thing that I could understand, and I can appreciate, because Hashem wants us to appreciate, because He wants us to be able to be oymid lefonov. To have this appreciation, and even the good feeling, the pleasure that a person has that things are working, and related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, use it as a way of being able to stand in front of Hashem, in front of Hashem, and deepening His keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so we say also, Oifei Kol Bosom, Afli La'asois, that's one of the perushim of the Elasis is the pella that he put the neshama inside the guf. The two things have no connection to one another. Your guf is a physical entity, and the neshama is a spiritual entity. The one should be dependent on the other, that the guf can't continue working without the neshama. And the neshama can't do anything in this world without the guf. That's a mafli lasos. That's a pella. An amazing thing, that things that are not compatible at all work in unison if they're used properly. Come about, if they're not used properly, they don't work in unison. But as long as we're alive, those two parts are working together. So that's what we're saying. Yes, I was involved in a physical act. I was involved in something that is not the most pleasant of acts. It's the same type of act that every other creature in the world does. But I use this because in a different fashion than everybody else, because I recognize Mafri Lassus, I have an Hashemah. And the Hashemah was put into this physical world to use the physical world in a way that I makadish the physical world, makadish myself to be Oyed Hashem in a higher level. And that's what I'm doing. I'm able to be Oyed Lefanecha Hashem. I'm not embarrassed to stand in front of you. There'd be a person say, how can you talk to Hashem? You're such a lowly creature. You have to go to the bathroom. We don't say that. We say that doesn't define us as lowly creatures. That's something we do. That's true. That act, even the lowliest of all the creatures do that. But we have that factor in us, but that's not our essence. Our essence is that ability to be makir, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Makir, the pillar that Hashem made, gave us in the Shema, and realize that all these actions that we're doing in the course of the day, all the physical actions, whether it be this ones or the ones that people are more proud of, doesn't make a difference. That is not the tachlis. The goal is to have that tremendous mafli lasas, that amazing union of the neshama and the guf, and the guf guided by the neshama. And now we're towards the end of the day, before going to sleep, and like we said, it's such a good time, just try to break out of the habit and think to ourselves, I'm not running anywhere, let me just stop before I go to sleep. And basically I'm summing up the entire day with this bracha. The tremendous chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tremendous chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu they had throughout the day. It started with breakfast and other food I ate. And now I was involved in another stage of this after eating and drinking the course of the day. But I'm taking all of that as a way to recognize more deeply the chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also the fact that Hashem revealed these things to me is because He gave me this tremendous neshama that interacts with the guf, and its goal is to guide the guf, and that's what I'm doing now. I'm taking that very physical act, and with my bracha, I'm saying I recognize that my real essence is the neshama, and this guf, and Yitzhak Hashem, will serve the neshama, and I'm showing to myself and the Kodesh Baruch that this is what I realize by saying this bracha bekavana, and put everything in the right place. And then I'm ready to go to sleep with that wonderful feeling of what a wonderful Bria HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for me. Gave me my guf that works with such chokhmah, such precision, such perfection. And the ikar is He gave me my neshama that could be makir and recognize everything and use it to be Oved Hashem in a proper fashion. With such thoughts, that's the best way to prepare ourselves for going to sleep and ending the day. And with that, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll have a good night and a wonderful day the next day. Shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.